Some climate researchers are rethinking how much they travel after a year of virtual conferences during the pandemic. But many professors are also eager to see their colleagues at other universities in person. WBUR's Jesse Remedios reports now on the rethinking of air travel to help the environment.
Biologist Pamela Templer is a real-life Lorax. She studies the effects of climate change on trees across New England, from the White Mountains of New Hampshire to the Harvard Forest in central Massachusetts to here along Commonwealth Avenue, on campus at Boston University.
I love working with trees. I mean, if you look at them, it's like looking at history, right?
History, in this case, is a small, leafless hardwood tree with a silver band wrapped around it to measure its trunk size. It looks like it might blow over if a good gust of wind struck it just right. But this tree's actually growing pretty fast.
And we think that's because of warmer temperatures. So we know with rising temperatures, they're rising faster in winter than summer. And we're seeing that that damages the trees. And so it's really important to understand how the climate is changing.
Before the pandemic, Templer traveled the world to spread that message at meetings in New York, Kentucky, Washington, D.C. She even flew to Madrid, Spain for a United Nations climate conference in 2019.
I think it's really important that scientists not just do work that ends up in a journal on a shelf somewhere, that we share, you know, the wonder of the world, but also lessons learned so that we can help solve environmental challenges together.
But by flying, you're emitting greenhouse gases, which eventually hurts the trees.
Absolutely. And so I think one lesson of COVID, and I'm so excited about, is already people are realizing that one of the best things we've learned this year is that we can do a lot of work just as productively on Zoom.
She's not alone. Other climate researchers are now rethinking travel because of the pandemic. At elite research universities, faculty travel can produce the carbon footprint of a small city. And on average, climate scholars take more flights per year than researchers from any other academic field.
The 8 trips I took in 2019, like, 3 of them were really important. About the rest, you know, I could have done creatively using Zoom or something.
Jacqueline Ashmore is the director of BU's Institute for Sustainable Energy. Boston University holds the broadcast license for WBUR. Ashmore recently co-authored a report which estimated BU faculty air travel added up to 8,000 metric tons of carbon dioxide in 2019. That's equal to the carbon footprints of about 900 households.
If there's one thing that's kind of alarming to me, it's that people expect to kind of go back to right where they were beforehand. And like, we just had a whole year of thinking differently.
A majority of BU employees surveyed for the report said that they plan to return to their 2019 travel habits once restrictions were lifted. They said that not traveling could negatively affect their careers. The reason? Loss of networking opportunities.
There's like an organic thing that happens when you're at conferences and you go get lunch or dinner, you know, or you're having a cup of coffee and saying, like, let's talk about your latest research.
Boston University ecologist Robinson Fulweiler understands the pull of in-person conferences.
But also, you know, the carbon footprint thing is a serious thing we have to think about, and we have to balance that, right? And we have to make some hard choices. For me personally, I will undergo some sort of more of a question, like, is this really worth it?
Fulweiler thinks that if well-known climate scientists set an example by committing to travel less, it could lead to a serious culture shift in the academic world. And if climate scientists do end up doing more work online, the impact would be more than a symbolic gesture. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jesse Remedios.